Okay, so finally I'm back with the podcast, but I have a very different person with me. She's so
I
pretty.
don't know if we like the
Different in a good way, though.
Thank you.
So normally Anthony Partridge would do this with me, but he's so hard to pin down, and I think that I'll argue with you less as well, so.
Yeah, and there might be a little bit less swearing from me.
Exactly. And before I introduce you, that reminds me that all opinions are our own, and any swearing, any offence taken, if you're like that, just probably don't listen anyway. So, you know.
You know.
Oh, I forgot to say, this is the Car Cult podcast. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to stop waffling. So we have Alison Boyd.
Hello.
She is my cousin, but she's more than my cousin, she's my sister.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
So sweet. It's true,
It is true.
though.
Oh, we have Reggie as well, who's been quiet for hours and has now decided to talk and run around with a hot dog in his mouth. Anyway,
What I do.
so Car Cult, well, you know what it's about anyway, but it's kind of, I changed it. So it was more about cars in popular culture. Because cars in popular culture is kind of everything. It's music, films, books. You're a writer.
Oh,
So,
we
you
use the
know,
term
but
loosely.
you are a writer though.
Thank you. I
You're
try.
actually very interesting because you're a writer that used to work in a funeral home
And a mortuary.
and a mortuary. So, I mean,
So the interest in the macabre is already there.
exactly. And Ali and I really like spooky stuff.
Yes, hashtag don't be normal, be paranormal.
Exactly. And we really like bats and Halloween. We are
Yeah.
Halloween queens. And so I wanted to talk about cars in popular culture with like related to urban legends for ages.
Such a cool idea.
Right. And I just figured that you would be the best person to talk to about it because you get it.
Yes, and I have that weird deranged mind already.
Exactly. And I mean, we're family, so, you know, it's just in our blood. So, first of all, what was your first car? Because I can't remember.
Oh God, it was a KA, or a little red KA that we bought off a cowboy, and the head gasket went about, oh, a few months after I bought it.
Oh, no.
It was horrendous. I literally, it was sat outside of a pub in Mildenhall, and just saw it. I was like, yeah, we'll buy that.
Oh.
I know, I got it when I was still learning to drive, so I was on my provisional. And that's it. I loved it though. It's called Creature after the house elf from Harry Potter.
Ovs.
Ovs. It was between that and Hagrid, but Creature just suited it better. And oh God, yeah, I'm a little car fan to be fair,
Yeah.
because then after that I had just a little Corsa. I nearly called it an STI. It's not an
What?
ST. Is it an
It's,
STI?
well, it wouldn't be with a
SXI,
Corsa,
not an
yeah.
STI.
But yeah, but you can get Impreza STIs.
Oh.
Yeah, so
Oh
it's
God,
fine. You
that's unfortunate.
didn't actually make a mistake.
Yeah, my car's got gonorrhea. And that was little, and now I've got my little Vauxhall Adam Roxelle, which is a little beast, might I just add,
I
because
do like this little car, it's awesome.
it's like half a convertible, just a
Yeah, but
giant
that's great
sunroof.
though.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it, but it does need a clean.
Yeah, you do need to
That
clean your car. But you love it, that's the main thing.
is the main thing. It's like the best car. I've finished paying it off the finance now, but I really just want to keep it for as long as possible. It's
Yeah.
such a cool color. Like, it's called Purple Fiction. And of course, massive
That's
Tarantino fan.
amazing. Yeah, and it I feel like this the fact it has fiction in the title is made for you anyway.
Well, yeah. Oh, I didn't even think of that, so well done.
Absolutely. Right, so I had an earphone in my ear hole, but it was really distracting me because I can hear myself talking, so I was taking it off. Right, okay, so we're going to talk about urban legends. So I was thinking a while ago about urban legends, and actually how many are related to cars is actually quite alarming because cars are such a big part of our lives. So I figured, well, if we're going to talk about cars, we should talk about spooky things, talk about urban legends because it's, you know,
This is perfect.
everyone knows urban legends. They're basically folklore that you hear normally as a child, don't you? You normally get like when you're having a sleepover or some kind of, storytelling in the dark.
Oh yeah, that was always fun.
That's when the urban legends come out.
Yeah.
And obviously, with them being passed down different generations, also different countries, different people, they get added to, they get bits taken off them, changed. So,
Embellished, elaborated upon, yeah.
exactly. But what was quite interesting was when I was looking specifically at urban legends for this, I've got a few that are proven to be correct. So there's some that there's no proof behind, and then there's some that there is solid proof behind. So I thought I'd mix it up
It's nice
with.
to know where the stories have actually come from, because as a child, like all of a sudden you just know this story,
Yeah,
and but you
exactly.
don't understand where it's come from, or you're not quite sure where it's come from, just that there's a tale there.
But behind urban legends, it's always a case of, oh yeah, it was my sister's cousin's best friend's
Cats,
friend.
aunties, nans,
Exactly. So it's
yeah.
always someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone, and then you're like, oh my God, it must be real.
I read it on Facebook, must be true.
Must be true. Or MySpace. Don't. MySpace.
MySpace, that was a thing.
So I'm going to just kick it off with a very well-known urban legend. And obviously there's lots of versions of it, but I'll just go through this and then you can say like what you think and what you've heard as well. So this is the first one. Supposedly there's no truth behind this, but I feel like there might be because it seems quite plausible.
Okay.
So don't flash your lights, Alison. Do not.
Just
So
don't flash people.
just don't flash people either, but also don't flash your lights. So
Saying
there
that's
are
my Wednesday nights out the
Damn it!
window.
Have to take up crochet instead. So there's a few different versions of this, as is the case with most urban legends. And one theory, which is slightly more American, is that this urban legend is like a way of initiating a new member into a gang. And they drive around the cities at night, either with their high beams on or with no lights on at all. And they're kind of waiting for an unsuspecting driver to flash them. And then, if the person does flash them, they become marked, and the gangs turn around, follow them home, and then they kill them when they get home. It's quite. Oh, I should. Should I say? Yeah, this. If you don't like killings or anything, don't listen to this, by the way. Disclaimer, a bit late. But the version I've. So that's the version that it seems to be out there the most,
Yeah.
but it does seem very American. And but then the version I've heard, and I think the version I may have seen on a film, is that if you flash your lights, if someone's got their lights off, they just turn round and kill you and like come after you and kill you, but not gang related, just like
Okay.
deranged. So you've heard of that one though, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I remember hearing about that as well. And God, that was quite a few years ago, and I was living near Haverhill at the time. And what I heard was it not the high beam thing. It was just if someone's driving with your lights with their lights off, don't flash them because they'll come and then they'll like push you off the road as the
Ah.
initiation, like basically to kill or maim. Either way, injure either fatally or horrifically in an accident, but they would just push you off the road. They wouldn't follow you home or anything. And
Okay.
it was gang related. It wasn't just some weird maniac on the roads.
Oh, so the one you heard was gangs.
Yeah.
Okay, the one any story I ever heard as a kid, it was always a really mentally ill person who was like criminally insane and would come after you rather than a gang.
I've heard of a different one relating to that, but I
Oh.
guess you might have that one on there, so we'll see. And if not, then
Okay.
I'll fill in that gap.
Okay, wicked.
Yeah.
But it's funny, isn't it, how like that is so without the car in that story, there's no story.
Well, no, it centers around the car, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Well,
So
it's the best way for people to, like, I suppose, do it kind of not secretly, but like rather than being in like a street where there's loads of
yeah.
witnesses and things like that, it's on a rural country road.
I'm really scared driving now.
You
Jeez.
know, there's trees that have engulfed you on either side
Yeah.
and everything like that. And you know, it's very unlikely that, well, that there's going to be like sort of speed cameras in these little country lanes and
Yeah,
things like
true,
that.
true.
So they're not going to pick up on anything. And I suppose that was the scary bit as well. And
Yeah.
because I lived, I mean, it was quite a busy road, but in the darkness and stuff, it was one of those roads where you could just imagine some little ghostie walking out of the trees or something. And
Oh
then,
God.
it was still, it was very much similar to like country road feel and everything like that. So it would be quite easy to get away with something like that, I think. So, yeah, it seems plausible,
It
but
does.
there's been like, I don't think there's been any news stories or anything corroborating it.
Well, that's what seems strange because I feel like this must have happened at some point.
Yeah, where do the stories come from?
Exactly. There's got to be a grain of truth in it somewhere for it to start. And I just think like the obviously the you know these stories are a bit macabre, but this does prove the point.
Macabre.
Exactly. Macabre.
Always looking for a pun.
Absolutely. That was totally unintended, but I'm going to pretend I planned that. And it's another example of how in like cars are ingrained in us. And they're so important to popular culture and society that they're infiltrated into everything from urban legends to pop art, car art, fashion, all this stuff. So I'm trying to make sure I connect with my point before we go on just being spooky.
Yes.
But it kind of is a point though, right?
Yeah, no, totally. I agree with you. Without cars, we can't really do much,
Oh,
if that
can't do
makes
anything,
sense.
can we?
Like, going to art shows to showcase your, say, pop art and things like that, and which could it, cars are just integrated into every aspect of our lives,
Even if it's for murder.
even if it's for murder. Exactly. And well, Ted
That's the thing, like
Bundy.
that's what I found with this subject matter. I like to call it like alternative pop culture. So there's just it's endless. It really is endless. Well, you know I've been doing a lot of research on it, and there's so many different sub-genres within the genre. It's amazing. It's fascinating. If you like spooky things, which we do. So we find it interesting because we watch a lot of true crime. You obviously read loads of books. I'm reading and researching a lot about parapsychology because I find it really interesting. So, you know,
And then there's the horror films.
then there's the horror films, which, oh, we should watch a horror film tonight. Because we said we were going to watch a horror film last night. So we went shopping yesterday, had a really bloody wonderful time, didn't
We
we?
did. We had a wonderful time.
Wonderful time. Came back, we're like, right. We're gonna drink some had some really nice prosecco from Waitrose,
Topped up with some orange juice from Co-op. Moira Co-op.
Moira Co-op. If you're a fan of Schitt's Creek, just bebe. And so we were like, right, okay, we'll drink this, we'll have our dins, and then we're gonna watch. I think we were gonna watch Portals to Hell because obviously, there's a new series on Discovery Plus, and then we're gonna watch a horror movie, I believe. Instead, we got a bit drunk. And ended up watching 90s and noughties music videos on YouTube, which was awesome.
Rediscovering some old gems from our ute.
Exactly, but your idea was great because you put on some kind of like playlist that they had on there, so then we didn't know what was up next.
And then we would just get so excited.
Really excited.
Oh my God, Brittany.
Although I will say, for my taste, there was way too much Backstreet Boys. That literally, so whoever made that was very biased. Perhaps they were a Backstreet Boy and they're trying to get back in there with everybody.
Then they did have the classics. So they
They really
had
did.
Ash and No Doubt and
TLC as well.
TLC, Smash Mouth, like the stuff that we
We wanted.
loved. Yeah. And still love. And the only reason I love it is once again, you. The reason why I'm interested in cars, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't know how a car works. Stick the key in
That
and
doesn't
throw the
matter.
pedal.
That doesn't matter.
But I can appreciate a beautiful car.
Exactly. And that's the important thing. And that's the key thing is it doesn't matter how much you know about them. It does not matter if you love your car, cars, that's it. That's all you need.
Honestly, I can be driving along now and see a car and be like, oh, holy shit, that is a nice car.
Boom.
Boom. And when I was doing the car cult Insta posts and stuff, I was like looking at these cars and I'm like, ooh, oh, I like that. Oh, that's my
Yeah,
next car. Oh, no, I like that one more. And stuff like
exactly.
that. So I can appreciate it. And I did start to learn a little bit I've got a long way to go though.
I did forget to say actually that for a little bit, and hopefully you'll help me again with it, you were doing the Hell's Car Cult social media.
Yeah.
Because I get really behind on it. So ours was sorting out. And we went and got donuts to celebrate.
Project A. this is not a request to send us free vegan donuts, by the way, Project A, if you're listening.
But if you have any going spare, you know who I am on social media. So
We
won't say no. Slide into my DMs. I'll send you my address. Right, we're going to now have a quick break. And we're back.
You sound like a loose women kind of extra.
Right. Don't you find that the name of that show is a little bit inappropriate?
I think it's down to personal interpretation.
I think it is. But how else are you supposed to interpret that?
Well, I'm pretty sure I've heard the term loose women describe someone who is rather promiscuous.
Exactly.
And perhaps a lady of the night.
Yeah, that's what that makes me think of as well.
Yeah, what's the
other meaning?
Loose-tongued? Well, then they should talk show, maybe?
Yeah, but then they should call them loose-tongued women, shouldn't they?
But then that could have different connotations too.
Oh, God. Yeah, I feel like that's a totally different podcast, isn't it?
Going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, completely.
Oh, some sort of hole if we're talking about loose women.
Sorry. Ew!
Okay. That was a bit
ant.
Oh, God.
You literally have replaced Anthony.
Whoops.
So we just talked about Don't Flash Your Lights as an urban legend. And so this is another one, mm-hmm. which I feel like I've known for about the same amount of time. And it's one of those ones where the story changes a fair old bit. But when I heard it, it was my mate's sister's cousin, Dave. You know, and it happens
to them. Always someone
called Dave. Always someone called Dave. Always having somebody you know, but don't quite know. So this is called Don't Get Out of the Car.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get out of the car, Alison.
I feel slightly scared. Okay, I promise I won't.
So,
I won't get in it.
I just stay at home. Yeah. I'm not going to risk anything.
No, absolutely not. At home with Netflix and snacks.
Can you stay here?
Yes.
Awesome.
Always. I shall never leave.
I won't let you go.
I can't. I'm not getting in the car.
I find you.
Tied to a radiator. Okay, it's getting a bit weird now.
Okay, so this is Don't Get Out of the Car. So the tale is that a woman is driving at night and sees a trolley, or if you're in America, a shopping cart, in the middle of the road. And she thinks, oh, God, that's a bit dangerous. Don't really want anyone hitting that. Someone like might come around the corner and not see it and smash into it. So she gets out of the car and moves the trolley and or shopping cart off the road, out of harm's way.
Oh, she's a good citizen.
She's a good citizen. Or is she a bit silly? Because it's night time. And when she returns to the car and continues on her way, she's attacked by a murderer. Crept into the back seat of her car when she stopped moments earlier.
That's just rude.
But you see, I feel like, okay, yes, maybe the details might be different, but I feel like this must have happened. I know it's awful to think of, but it must have happened.
I don't want to say the shopping trolley. I mean, again, I've heard something similar.
Go
where
on.
They see, like, a child by itself.
Yes.
And they get out of the car and the kids, you know, she asks where to take the kid, and the kid's like, oh, it's this way, or something like that.
Mm.
And then, again, it's a gang thing.
Or is the child a demon?
Well,
that could
all children are demons, but... Yeah,
but that could be another possibility.
No offence to the parents out there.
No offence to the parents. That's fine. We don't have children. We don't care.
I'm not a loose woman now. The kid.
What?
Never mind. That was a really tasteless joke. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Do you know what's going to happen? I'm just going to have you and Ankin in a podcast together, and I'll just have a podcast with your boyfriend, Mark.
He'll just talk about F1 the entire time.
Yeah, actually, which would be quite good.
Which
I might
he loves
like.
all the science behind it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting off track.
Oh, was that a pun?
Oh, I love it. I fucking
we
love it.
We shouldn't be allowed out, should we?
We shouldn't. We shouldn't just be allowed to talk to each other.
We shouldn't be allowed to talk to anybody.
Just be you and me in the house with the Dougals.
What is that from? I think that's maybe from Friends. It is. It's Rachel. She gets from Friends. She's like, you shouldn't be able to talk to people. Not be allowed to talk to people. Anyway.
Just get deliveries of food.
So you've heard that as, like, again, gang related, tempting somebody out of the car and then being led away.
Yeah. And there's also like a, there's something about like women being alone in cars and driving, and then there's another car following them. And if they get out, if they pull over and get out, they get kidnapped or something.
Mm.
So if they think that someone, but you know, at first the guy's like, oh, I'm a policeman.
No, oh, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily
I think that
have to be,
actually
though.
Does happen.
Yeah. I remember hearing this and saying, yeah, I'm a policeman. Can you just come? It's an unmarked car.
Yeah.
You know, that
In
kind
which
of thing.
Case you're supposed to say,
ring them.
If you don't mind, I'm keeping my car locked. I'm actually going to go to the nearest services.
Yes.
Where there's lots of people and lights,
yeah,
and if I'm happy to talk to you then.
Well, no, I think they don't get out of the car. They just pull into the services and then ring the police and say, you know,
is
I've got...
this you or not?
Yes. It's something along those lines.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a lot.
Yeah. So that's one that I feel could be plausible, definitely.
I do actually think that has happened. But again, it's like, nobody really knows. It's all hearsay. So that is really another urban legend, isn't it?
But again, these all come from somewhere.
Yeah.
But where?
Exactly. But I'm sorry, if I was driving alone at night, there's no effing way I'd be getting out to move a trolley. But to be fair, I drive two-seater cars. One, because they're better. Two, because then I don't have to really give many people a lift anywhere. And three, so no bugger can get in the back and murder me on my way to, I don't know, Max Power Union or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a good idea, definitely.
Yeah.
But then I also carry a lot of stuff in my car when I come stay places like here, so I do need the extra seats.
Nobody would be able to get in your car.
It's a
but the thing
down,
is,
isn't it?
I think it would be okay if it was a two-door.
Yeah. Oh, it is? Yeah, which is.
Because nobody would be able to sneak into your car. Hang on a minute. I've got to move this seat forward, clamber over the back, get over all of Ali's hats and shoes.
I
and
do love a hat.
Try and hide in the... I see you in there.
You're
Bob,
fooling
get out.
Nobody.
You're fooling nobody. Get your ass out of there. Let's...
I see you.
I see you. Just turn it round on them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I would. I start acting really erratic.
Acting?
Well. Slightly more mental than I already am.
By the way, we mean no offence by that. But
no.
we are allowed to say that.
Are you sure?
Well, we are, yeah, because I've got depression and anxiety. So I'm legally allowed to say.
Yeah, and to be fair, I'm in remission.
Also, and everyone has mental health. Everyone has mental health, so I feel like we can talk about it.
We just use humour to disguise our woes and trauma.
Exactly. We don't mean any harm by it.
Oh, absolutely not.
If you feel triggered by that, then sod off, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah. You tell him, sister.
Right. So that was another one. Did you hear that when you were a kid? Or did you hear your other version of it?
No, I had my other version of it as an adult. Like, that wasn't one that I heard as a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I remember hearing that as a teenager. And supposedly, it happened in the village where I went to school. You
well,
know,
of course it did.
Yeah.
Literally, it's happened everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks they're special. It's like, no. It's literally just been built upon through years.
And I think a lot of brothers and sisters pass it down, because I think my friend heard it from her sister. Her older
okay.
sister told her.
Yeah. It would be siblings or it would be like cousins and things like that. Like that time that you told my brother, you and our cousin Carla tried to scare Richard with the tails of the wolves outside the tent or something.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't exactly hard. He was scared of everything. Yeah. But it's just, you do that as kids, don't you? You it seems to be like the given that when you're at a sleepover or, you know, you're with your cousins or whatever, you tell stories.
Oh my God, let's tell a ghost story.
Yeah. And we grew up with things like Goosebumps and Point Horrors. Do you remember Point Horror books?
Oh.
You're a bit younger than me, though.
No, I definitely remember Goosebumps.
But Point Horrors were brilliant because a lot of them were kind of like urban legend sort of based.
I do love an urban legend. And the thing is that the ones that you hear are about, like when you're younger, you've got the balls at that age to try them.
Oh,
as well.
That's like, called something.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, no, it's called something when you attempt to test an urban legend.
Is it?
Yeah,
is it got a real name?
It's called something, and I've totally forgotten what it is. It was on Ghost Brothers podcast, and they were talking about an urban legend. I think it was Mothman.
Oh, okay.
An American one.
Yeah.
And people actually go and they either try and find the legend, they try and prove it right and or wrong. It's called, I think it might just be called like a legend hunter or something like that. Anyway.
Mythbuster.
Yeah.
Like that program.
But it's like a thing. People actually go out, like they go and do it.
Do you know, I quite like that. I would do something like that.
I wouldn't do anything in a mirror because I'm scared of mirrors anyway.
Well, that you know, mirrors play a big part in things as well. Like, even in like different cultures and customs, like when it comes to funerals and stuff like that, don't, you know, if you get the image of the deceased
in
a mirror, then they're supposed to like get trapped there and haunt you and things like that. So they always, like, you know, there are certain cultures where they will cover the mirrors when somebody dies in the house.
I actually, whether anyone thinks it's silly or not, I completely believe that. And also, I mean, I've watched so many paranormal things. There's quite a few instances where really negative experiences have happened in front of the mirror, i.e. someone's got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mirror almost holds the kind of image.
The soul.
It's imprinted with that negative energy, and it then inflicts it on anyone else who has a mirror. So, you know, you get like haunted mirrors.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I don't have a mirror in my bedroom.
Yeah, no, I have noticed.
I have one in the bathroom because I can shut the door.
Yeah.
I have one in the dressing room, but I won't have a mirror in the bedroom.
They are quite creepy because it's one of those things where, like, you can be laying in bed at night and the night and the atmosphere that creates really can play with your mind. It becomes a real psychological thing.
Yeah.
I remember when I first read The Woman in Black, there's not a lot that scares me, as you are well aware.
Yeah.
But when I read that book, I mean, I saw the play first and that was brilliant. When I read the book, it was so atmospheric. And there's descriptions of the place and everything. It really played with your mind and stuff. And you started to create these own images and start seeing things that weren't there.
Yeah.
And I had a mirror on my door at this point. It was like a long length mirror.
Yeah.
But not full length. And I was laying in bed and I swear to God, I could see that woman in that mirror.
Yeah.
Just because of how much this word, the words that were used just really screwed me over.
Oh God.
It's a fantastic book. It's,
yeah.
But that's the power of
I can't writing. Read that. The film was bad enough.
It's the only film that scares me. Well, I don't want to say scared, but again, it's the only film where I can be laying in bed and I'll see her in the corner of the room. I've got just this fascination with her and I don't know why.
God.
I think it's just the whole idea of her.
Well,
and
can
stuff
you
like
not
that.
Think about that tonight? Because you're sharing a bed with me and I don't want any women in black in the bloody corner.
I'll fight her off for you.
Yeah, the dogs will get her.
It's like, Reggie won't.
No, Reggie won't.
He'll be burrowed into us.
He won't wake up, probably not.
completely on a tangent there.
No, that's the best kind, though. Yeah, I can't remember what we were talking about.
Oh, don't get out the car.
Don't get out the car. Don't get out the fucking car. Just don't get out the car. Stupid.
Heed our warning.
Yeah. I feel like this is almost like a public service announcement to tell people.
Welcome to our TED Talk.
to watch out. Watch out.
Be vigilant.
Don't talk to strangers. Just say no. All of the messages were given as
all
kids.
Of the above.
All of the above. Don't take sweets from strangers.
Oh, don't, because I remember when we were living in the flats in Newmarket, there was a group of us and we were around by the garages and there was this guy, tall, dark, I'm not handsome. I just thought, where am I going with this? And he had like this long, I'm pretty sure he's wearing a long coat. And I swear to God, this is very real in my mind. I want to say Kyle was there
Right.
and Mark, not Goober.
They're our other cousins, by the way.
And this guy literally offered sweets. And I swear to God, Mark was like, run.
No way. Did you
Honestly.
tell anybody?
Well, I don't know. I was really young, so we moved into that flat when I was, what,
Oh,
six?
yeah. That's really good that Mark was like, no, get out of it.
Yeah, I remember that. That's vivid.
Oh, my
I
God.
definitely didn't dream that.
No, I can imagine. Oh, well, I can well imagine that happening.
It'd be very random if they were the people that I was dreaming about.
No, yeah, no.
I think there was me, Richard, Kyle, Mark, and possibly one or two others.
I'll have to ask Kyle.
See if he remembers,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's scary. The world is scary. It is scary.
And around that place was a hovel as well, so it was just damn creepy. Like there were like legends about the flats and everything like that.
Yeah.
Apparently there was one about the one that we lived in.
On that note, we're going to take a break and you can tell me about it when we come back. And we're back. So we were just talking about stranger danger
Yes.
connected to an urban legend at the flats where you used to live.
Yeah.
So you said there was ghost stories attached to that flat. You've got to tell me one of them now.
I swear to God, somebody told me that a guy had hung his children from the balcony
Ew.
and then himself. I don't think there's any truth in it. However, I would be laying in bed at night and I would hear cutlery moving when everyone else is
What
in bed.
in your flat?
Yeah.
Was that the flat where he hung his children outside of?
Supposedly.
Oh my God.
I don't know who told. It was kids from the area.
Oh, criminy.
But there was never anything that I read
We'll have to do
that
some
said about it,
research.
yeah. But the whole place just seemed really dodgy anyway. It is a dodgy area, to be fair. But it wouldn't surprise me.
Whenever I see any kind of flats, it doesn't matter where they are or what they are, I think of Candyman.
I watched Candyman in that flat.
Oh my God.
Was far too young to watch it, but I watched it.
I remember in that flat, there was it was before your mum had put carpet down, but the carpet spikes in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
She had them on the en in the entrance to your bedroom, and I remember
My bedroom.
standing on it. Yeah. They were in the doorways. So there was carpet, like grabbers, but there's no bloody carpet. And I trod right on it. Well, thanks for that, Auntie Tina. Maimed my own foot on there, but.
Don't remember that. I think, oh God, how old was I when we moved into that flat? I was about six. And then we left just before I turned 11, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, you're there a while then, weren't you?
Yeah. I want to say six.
So we've learned from that do not, again, don't take sweets from strangers.
Don't let strangers into your car.
Don't let strangers in your car. Don't get out of your car in the middle of the night when you're driving for no
Yeah.
bloody
And
reason.
don't pull over for strangers either.
No, exactly.
In an unmarked car, if they
Come on,
put
people.
like a little siren on the top.
Use your common sense. That's what the accelerator's for.
That's when it's okay to speed. Get
Yeah, get the hell out of there.
the fuck out of Dodge.
Do you know what would happen? Like, if I was trying to get away from someone, one of my cars would probably break down. Like a bit and fall off of
Oh shit.
it. Damn
Not
it.
again. I'll lose my life and I'll have to spend a load of money trying to get my car fixed.
Yeah, that's what I'd be most concerned about. For God's sake, I've just had the paint done on this. Just had the wheels replaced.
Ah, bollocks.
Exactly. That's what I would be concerned about. Right. So, urban legend number three. Ghostly hitchhiker.
Oh.
I know there's varying stories about this, but let me tell you the one that I read, which I thought was actually quite good. And again, I feel like it's more American based, this one. So a driver passes a female hitchhiker wearing a prom dress at night on the side of the road. She stops and asks the girl if she needs a lift home. The prom girl, that's why I'm calling her, prom girl,
Prom girl.
gives her address, and along the journey, chats with the lady who's picked her up until they arrive at this given address at her home. But when the lady stops to let the prom girl out, she's not in the car. She's literally completely disappeared. So shocked, the driver knocks at the door of the house of the address she's been given by the girl to tell them that she was picked up their daughter, but she's gone. She's out of the car. Is she in the house? And a distraught father then explains to the lady that the girl she's describing died several years ago on her prom night. That sounds like the premise to a horror story, doesn't it?
It really does.
So have you ever heard any... I think there's quite a few versions of it. Yeah. Hitchhiker, ghost...
So for me, I think all I've heard is it tends to be like a male hitchhiker.
Okay.
Gets in the car and then a little while after driving, perhaps not even that long, just vanishes.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like it doesn't get taken to an address or anything like that.
Okay.
Just gets picked up and then vanishes just while driving.
See, that was once when I was talking about point horror books, those teenage like book series. There's also point romance as well.
Oh, no.
But not point horrors,
romance.
No, they were quite funny though, because it was just like school romance. So it's just like, oh my God, I'm going to love him forever. So and so, IDST. If destroyed, still true. So you'd write I heart, mine would be a blur member, I heart Damon Albarn, IDST. If destroyed, still true. So if someone gets rid of your very awesome graffiti, it's still true, don't worry.
Nope, never knew that one.
Yeah,
carved it in to the desk while I was listening to Angry Avril Lavigne music.
I used to carve things into the desk when I was supposed to be doing my exams. They'd normally be something to do with a festival I was excited about.
See, you were much cooler than I was. I was just some dirty little emo grab / scene queen type thing, full of teenage angst. And a broken heart, and oh, woe is me.
Yeah, but I was full of teenage angst as well. I was so obsessed with Blur. I was like, right, this is my life's mission.
Yeah, but it was cooler in the 90s. Just everything, even Heartbreak.
So yeah, the Point Break books, they had one called The Hitchhiker.
Oh.
I can't remember what happened. But I don't think he got in the car and then disappeared, because otherwise it would be a very short book. Mm.
But then there's also like the whole stories of picking up hitchhikers and then them being serial killers as well.
Yeah. I mean, I personally would not pick up a hitchhiker.
Oh, absolutely not. Not unless I had like a gun.
Yeah.
Maybe. But even then I'd probably be like, nah, see you later, mate.
Yeah, I just feel like maybe if you're on your own, whether you're a woman or a man or whatever else, it's probably not the best idea. Does anybody hitchhike anymore? Not in this country.
No, I've seen a few.
Have you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Where? Like,
just sort of driving to and from places, like from where I live and whatnot, whether it's to work or see mum or one of the cities.
Well, that's strange.
Yeah.
Because I think people used to do a lot of hitchhiking. Well, I remember when we were at school, so I lived near Brighton, so that was like our main town to go out in. Mm. And when we passed our driving test, obviously, we were then in Brighton the whole time. And I remember my friend Ty was walking back from Brighton to Stenning, which was a really bloody long walk, and we picked him up, but we knew who he was.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
No. He was my friend, so he wasn't...
I just think he wasn't going to stab you.
And also, he wasn't actually hitchhiking. He was like, nah, I'm walking home, mate.
Yeah.
You know? So that's totally irrelevant.
No, it's a pointless story and I love it.
Yeah. We do like our pointless stories.
Pointless story club.
In fact, we're the queens of pointless stories and Halloween. So that is quite a scary one. And I know that one of my friends from school... So we lived in West Sussex, and quite a lot of my friends lived in old houses. Mm. And she lived in a very cool old house down this really spooky lane. And you could get out of it a couple of different ways, but it all included going down some kind of creepy lane.
Nice. Secluded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, one of the little lanes was called Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So one of the ladies that went out onto sort of like a main road, she saw, and I believe my friend, she wasn't like, a liar. She was quite normal. She said she saw a little girl on the side of the road at night, and then when she looked back, she wasn't there. So that was really
She
spooky.
wasn't high, was she?
No, she didn't. You said she was quite good. She wasn't like me.
She
That's what I
wasn't
mean. She was like quite
a
well behaved.
ruffian.
That's why I trust her.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's the thing. I kind of expect these stories where we live because this country's so old. I mean, this place is really old. I can't remember how old it is, but so I live in a cart shed that's
It's a very
been.
nice cart
A very
shed.
nice cart shed that's been, yeah, so it's like a mini bunker version, but I'm pretty sure this isn't haunted. And if it is, there's nothing bad in here. But just think of all the old buildings, and like you were saying about your
Oh,
house.
yeah. So, the house that I live in, was built by my boyfriend and his dad. So it's completely brand new, and the only people that I've ever lived in it are Goober and me,
Yeah.
and some housemates and whatnot. But there was no one before, so nothing's happened. Nobody's died in it. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
But it is built on old, like an old pig farm, or like pig sty or something like that. So obviously you've got, pigs can eat a dead body,
Yeah.
but obviously they don't digest the teeth.
No, we've all watched Snatch, so we know that you mustn't give them the teeth or hair. It upsets a piggy's digestion.
Oh, poor little piggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hashtag
Hashtag
plant-based. Yeah.
vegan. And so, perhaps many a year ago, there could have been something.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why I've seen a lot of happening in you. Oh, that must have come up on the mic then. That was very loud, Reg. Was that a very, very big sigh? It happens a lot in America where people have built on Native American burial grounds, or
Yeah.
yes, that the house might not be that old, but what was there before? And I think, either something's happened in the house before, something might have happened in the land before. And there's just, I don't know, I've been places where it's just, it does, the whole area doesn't feel right. It's
Yes.
like, it's just, to me, no, I can't be in this area. And I don't know, I think we're quite sensitive to stuff like that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I do believe in it all. I think you're more sensitive to it than what I am, especially after the Haunted
Oh
Museum.
yeah, we went to the Haunted Museum, didn't we?
Yeah, and
In
that's,
Nottingham, which was very
yes.
good, and we highly recommend
And
that.
that is where that hashtag comes from. Don't be normal, be paranormal. Best
We need to
hashtag
buy
ever.
some of their merch.
Yes, we do. And we need to go back for like a nightly.
Oh yeah, they do the night investigations,
Yeah.
don't they? I forgot about that. Oh God, there's just not enough time in the day to do stuff, but we do need to really do that. We need to go on a ghost hunt, definitely.
They do other ones as well, so not just in that museum, they do them
Yeah.
sort of other places as well, which would be so interesting.
Yeah, that was cool. That it was in the basement of this really cool building, and it sounds like it was quite a big basement. They
Yeah.
crammed a lot in there, and it just you went through little rooms, and it was each room was dedicated to something. So there was the mirror room.
Oh, and we were talking about mirrors earlier as well.
Yeah.
Now that would be horrendous for somebody to die in
Oh my God.
that
Well, that had supposedly haunted
Well,
mirrors
yeah,
in there, didn't
exactly,
it?
yeah.
And there was a Dybbuk box right in the middle of the room.
Oh, you didn't like that, did you?
No, but the doll room was absolutely horrendous.
Yeah. I spent ages in there.
Well, because we read everything, didn't we? So there's little bits of information throughout the museum on every single object. And because we love that and we find it really interesting, we were reading every single thing. So I was trying to do that in the doll room, but when I went in there, I just felt really nauseous. I felt like somebody had spiked me with like three Valium or something.
Yeah.
Really dizzy, really nauseous. I had to leave the room without reading all the info. And I was like, that's weird. And then I went back in to think, it's just me imagining it. And I felt the exact same thing. And it went away when I came out.
Yeah.
And then even worse was when we were going along that little corridor bit, there was another Dybbuk box.
Yes.
And that made me feel way worse than the doll room did. I felt really, really sick, nauseous, dizzy, like as if I was going to pass out. And when we spoke to the guy who runs the museum, he said that the staff won't even go near that particular object.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the reactions that I've had, they've had reports of other people reacting like that. So it's quite interesting.
Very interesting. I like it when there's things like that because it just kind of supports your belief in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, and not everyone can feel slightly weird. Like, oh, I don't know, it's the aircon.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the thing is, I know that not everybody believes this, but people read into it in different ways, but I look a lot at science behind mm-hmm. it and very much base it on energy.
Yeah.
And so I've watched so many of these things. I've read so much. Honestly, it's like an obsession. If I'm not doing anything with cars, I'm researching paranormal stuff. And just from what I've can figure out myself, you know, there's way more to it, and it can't not be true.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just, it wouldn't make sense if it wasn't true. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely believe in it, and there's part of me that feels like I need to believe in it for certain reasons and stuff. And I like the whole sort of creepiness behind the build-up of it all, like going back to like Victorian seances and things like that, which really kind of sparked why I wanted to go see a medium and stuff.
Yeah.
But then when they relay information that they could not possibly know, that's when I'm like, well, how can you debunk that?
Yeah.
And stuff. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And I don't know what it's... I don't want to call it a morbid curiosity because that's such a cliche to say it.
Yeah.
But I am fascinated by all things surrounding death and the afterlife and hauntings and, you know,
and the what bigger is picture. Beyond.
Yeah, because we don't know. We don't know until that very moment. And it excites me, like, to know...
It's fascinating. It's so
what
fascinating.
What comes next and, like... Yeah. I don't know, I'm really intrigued by, like, the spooky stories and things like that, that when people have had things happen to them. And I have had things happen to me. Like, I've worked with the deceased for a number of years. It kind of be weird if... Well, it would be weird if nothing happened to me, but...
It would be surprising, though.
Yeah.
It was like, Ali, so you worked in a morgue, did anything happen? No, not a damn thing. What? That's, you know...
It didn't in the mortuary, in the funeral home it did.
Right.
Which is a bit weird.
Well, listen, we're going to take a break. But I think what we were saying a minute ago when we were on our break is that we're going to have to do this podcast in two episodes because yes. I've still got a bunch more urban legends to go through and we've got a bunch more stories to tell. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we should do two and then, you know.
In depth.
And it's purely selfish. I don't care if nobody wants to listen to this. I love this. It's just basically one of our normal conversations. We're just recording it.
Yeah. And slightly less swearing on my part.
A slightly less swearing on mine as well, to be fair.
I'm doing really well.
And I say mate a lot less. And, you know, chavvy type things.
Let loose that inner chav.
Well, absolutely. And on that note, we're going on a break. And we are back for the final part of Car Cult Podcast with special guest, Alison Boyd.
Ooh, I'm not liking the fact you're calling me my full name, though.
What do you want me to call you?
What you normally call me.
Ali.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know you're called Ali.
No, they think I'm called Annie.
I love it. So today we've been talking about urban legends connected with cars, which, to be fair, most of them are connected with cars anyway. Mm. We've got through three, but the thing is, I've got a list. So what we've decided to do is we're going to do another part to this podcast because there's actually too much for one podcast. So that's all good. But in the previous part, you were talking about you've had experiences, so I feel like you need to share one.
Okay. This is going to sound like such a typical opening. I was in the office by myself of the funeral home that I worked for, and... We had, like, the front door, and then our office was set over to the side, and there's, like, a little door that you go through. And my computer was... I had my back to the door to come into the office, but I was turned sort of on the side, and earlier that day, I'd had a family come in to bring some clothes for a deceased to wear, to be dressed in the coffin. And it was just a plain pair of, like, normal, typical sort of dark bluish dad jeans, like a, just a t-shirt, and there were some trainers, like just some old unbranded like white trainers with like some sort of blue colour, navy blue, dark navy blue colour on them. So it's sort of been a couple of hours since they'd been brought in. I was in the office by myself and I was turned, so I could see like from my left eye, like out into the sort of lobby bit, if you will.
In your peripheral.
Yeah, kind, yeah. Like into the reception area. And I turned to do something. So I wasn't looking straight at the door, which is where people will probably be like, oh no, that's rubbish. You're talking out your ass. But I swear to God, I saw this pair of trousers and this pair of trainers that the family brought in just walk across.
That's the so doorway, weird.
Which was insane, because I was like, I kind of just stopped for a moment. I was like, all right, yeah, that happened, and then carried on to my work.
I love your reaction to it as well. It's just like, oh.
At first, right. I just like, I kind of stopped. I was like, yeah, no, I definitely saw that. And then just went back to work. I'm like, oh, they're my friends.
Yeah. But I think we both have the attitude where we're very, very respectful of whatever is happening out there and respectful of people's beliefs to what they think is happening out there. But I do think to completely deny anything and any paranormal activity, and paranormal actually covers, in parapsychology, paranormal covers religion as well.
Oh, God. Well, there's so much to do with religion.
Exactly. So, you know, it's paranormal is actually a much bigger thing than people think. And, I just think the world is so amazing. There's no way that this is it just in front of our eyes. So.
Yeah. I mean, there was another time as well. Like, we used to have these, like, plastic kind of containers that we put on the wall. And we put the files... And they were like Monday to Sunday, yeah. Like for the days of the funeral. So we would put the funeral arrangements that we were dealing with in the correct date, like sort of at the end of the day or when we finished them, that kind of thing. And I'd put one in and it jumped out onto the floor. And like, it wasn't just a case of it fell through and was on the floor, because we had the desk that like protruded from the wall. So it literally... jumped out onto the floor in front of me, and I was like, sick.
Whose file was it? Was it relevant to what, like, anything?
Yeah, it was a funeral arrangement that I was dealing with at the time.
Okay, so, yeah that makes total sense.
Yeah, so I was just like...
Okay, that happened.
Awesome.
Good to know.
Yeah. And, you know, as a sign of respect, I would speak to the deceased. I'd say good morning, I'd say good night.
It's all about respect, isn't it? Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. Just because somebody's dead doesn't mean they weren't a person and they're not loved by anyone.
Yeah.
You treat others with dignity and respect through life and death.
Exactly. I talk to my cars.
Definitely the same thing.
Yeah. So I've got another urban legend.
Okay.
See, I don't know if this is... urban legend to me is stuff that's happened. It's definitely happened. My mate told me this happened. This, I don't know. But... I don't know if I'd call it an urban legend, but it's very, very cool, anyhow. And I found out about this when I was researching cursed cars and haunted cars. Mm-hmm. And so I looked into it a bit more for this. So, this is the Volga Death Car.
Oh.
So, this tale began in the 1960s in Poland and has since spread out with... details, you know, the details changing depending on the source, where it's come from, but rooted in Poland. So the original legend goes that a haunted black Volga limousine, type of car, drove around abducting unsuspecting people. The black car was fitted with a white interior and is said to have had horns instead of side mirrors. Driven by the devil himself, his victims were captured and then sacrificed to evil spirits. There's then another version where the drivers were gang members dealing in human organs. The victims would be captured and their blood and or vital organs harvested and sold to the rich on the black market. And apparently the most targeted victims were said to be children who would get in the car willingly because, you know, you're more likely to be able to get
stranger danger.
See, we talked about this. So that's it. That's that particular urban legend about the Volga death car.
I have questions.
I mean, I don't know that I'm going to answer them, but we can just, you know, think about it.
So did anyone see someone driving?
Oh, I don't know. There's no specific witness accounts for any of these ones I've told you.
See, if I was going to come up with an urban legend, I would make it seem as real as possible.
Well, the thing is, but like we said, for something to start, there's got to be a grain of truth somewhere to start.
See, I can see the gang thing.
Yeah.
I feel like having horns when you come up, you're kind of gangish.
Yeah.
Also kind of rock and roll. I like that.
Yeah.
But then surely it would have been stopped by the police.
Oh, you'd think so.
Like, dude, where's your mirror?
But, you know, it, depending on what country it's in, it started in the 60s. Would the police have been that hot in Poland? You know, do you know what I mean? It was like...
Yeah. I suppose we don't know, do we?
No, it's...
Can anyone tell us?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a problem with a lot of these urban legends. There's not a lot... The ones I've just told you, there's not really any fact backing them up. They are just tales.
And it's the fact it's a limousine. No, I've driven a limousine. They're quite large.
Well, see, the Volga is you can get, obviously, stretch limousines. This is just a limousine. So it's just slightly bigger in the back. So it was not like a massive one that you see Hideous Hen Nights in.
Oh, yeah, no. So the limousines I drove and stuff.
Oh, the funeral house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it probably would have been...
Something like that.
I think
that.
It's a bit smaller than that because it's an old 60s car.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Okay. I mean, I think I still have questions, but I'm not quite sure what those questions are.
I think it's kind of, again, like when I hear these things, I think, oh, that could be a film. Or I wonder if it came from a film.
Or like some obscure book.
Yes.
Or something.
But then a lot of films are actually inspired by real events.
Yeah.
Or video games.
Yeah.
Like Resident Evil.
And there's that one with, I think it's Shia LaBeouf, about Elizabeth Bathory. And that was...
Transformers?
No. Elizabeth Bathory is considered like the first female vampire.
Oh, she was not a Transformer.
She was not a Transformer.
She wasn't a robot in disguise.
Optimus Prime's bitch.
Now there's a film.
Vampiric car.
Oh my god, that's amazing. I'd watch that. I would.
Oh god, like there's a storyline for my next book.
Yeah.
My next book, I haven't even published the first one yet.
You will.
So the film is based on the legend of Elizabeth Bathory. But it was, in the film, it was a computer game that they were playing that featured Elizabeth Bathory.
Oh, okay.
I really like that idea, actually, to be fair.
What was it called?
I can't remember what the actual film's called.
Transformers 2.
Slightly better acting than the first one with Megan Fox. No offence, Megan Fox.
Oh, I love Megan Fox the Fox. She's amazing. I don't care if she can act or not. She's beautiful.
That doesn't... Yeah. She is. She's gorgeous. But I feel like, I don't know, you have to have a bit of talent somewhere.
I think she's quite a good actress, though.
Mm.
Hello, Molly. What's the matter? What have you seen?
She can hear things.
And she can't. She wants to play with a toy. Anywho. So, okay, so they're four quite sort of well-known urban legends.
Mm.
I think if we'd have thought about this a bit more, I could have delved in a bit deeper and found, like, older ones. And it would be quite cool to hear some modern ones.
Yeah.
Because all of the urban legends I have sort of read about, they're all older.
See, this is the suspicious thing. Everything you hear is from years ago. It's the same with hauntings. Everyone's, you know, this was, like, several hundred years ago. There's nothing modern So why is that?
Although you say that, when I watch the paranormal shows in America and they visit the prisons and things, some of those deaths and situations weren't that long ago. So they're not hundreds and hundreds of years ago, they're maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago. But I still get what you're saying. There's no like super modern.
No. Like I think maybe like the 60s is probably like the latest that I've heard.
But then if you think about it's probably more interesting to film in an older house or an old school or an old prison rather than anything.
Oh, hell yeah. Like
That's probably why.
I think again, it comes to like what our brains conjure up. When you think of like a scary ghost, you're not going to think of someone that's dressed head to toe in an Adidas tracksuit walking around saying, "Brother, the can of special brew in the hand."
Oh my God, that is how I'm gonna haunt people.
What was special root? No, Prosecco and orange juice.
Prosecco and orange juice, or just a bottle of Bolly with a straw in it.
Oh, living the life. Well, living the death.
Or Stella. I like Stella. Gluten-free Stella, and then just wander about haunting people.
Yeah, but you know that you'd look at a ghost like that and go, "Piss off!" Like,
I'd be like, "Do you want to come out with me? Let's go party."
yeah, and I'll show you off to all my friends, and like,
Yeah.
we'll take selfies, but you won't be in them because you're a ghost.
Yeah.
You'll just be like an orb in
Yeah, I think there's definitely something to looking at the modern side of it. And
Yeah.
again, I think that would come down to parapsychology, where it's the scientific sort of facts and things behind it, trying to debunk it
Yeah.
or you know,
I mean,
whether
I
it's truth or
suppose
not.
actually, thinking of anything modern, when my dad died, my mum bought a new coat for his funeral, and it's quite an expensive coat.
I remember this story.
And when she was showing it to Nana and told Nana how much it cost, or told someone how much it cost, my dad's picture slipped on the table, like flew off the table. So I don't know, maybe there is a thing. And you know, they say d animals can sense things, and you know,
Yeah.
Josh, my little man, bless him, he would stand and like watch just a spot in the room. So it could be.
Yeah, I think there's probably just as many slightly more modern things, but just they're not reported as much because people want to know about the prisons and the asylums and
Well, because
the,
that's
you
the thing
know.
that really plays with your mentality,
Yeah.
is the really old shit. And for some reason, people find that stuff terrifying. Which, you know, I get. Everything seems to be quite more, like, a lot more malevolent and stuff from, you know, the 1800s and whatnot. Or,
Yeah.
you know, those kinds of prisons. They just seem to be a bit more. I can't even think of the word,
Well,
but you know, shackles and chains and
because they were treated,
Jacob Marley.
yeah, because they were it was a different world, wasn't it? So they were treated very differently. So,
Yeah, so it's real sorrow and
yeah.
anguish and things like that. So you attach perhaps a more frightening aspect to it all, rather than, you know, old chabby Simon that lived down the road who's now walking about with his ghost trackies that are tucked into his socks and his
Yeah.
boat shoes.
Just one leg, though.
Ping along.
On that note, we've come to the end of the podcast. So,
I'm sad.
this is why I said we've got to do another one, so we will do another one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on with me.
It's been amazing. I've loved it.
It's been so much fun. And to be fair, even if no one else listens, like, I'm going to listen to this and I will find it funny.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we find each other funny and ourselves funny.
Yeah, we do. But nobody else
Maybe us does.
does. They look at us with disgust.
That's right. As long as we're happy.
Oh, always.
Always. All right, well, thank you very much for listening and make sure you come back for the next part of our Urban Legends Car Cult podcast. Thank you very much, Ali.
Peace.